from Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
This week, I sat down with Joe Williams, our new head of Access Services at UNCG Libraries, to find out a little bit more about him, where he came from, what he does outside the library, why he wanted this position to begin with, and where he thinks libraries might be headed. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I went to Warren Wilson College for my undergraduate degree, which is a little school in Western North Carolina by Asheville. Studied environmental studies there. Got my library science degree from UNC, and I worked at the health sciences library for a while there while I was going through the program. I was a fellow at NC State after that, after I graduated, then went to the medical sciences library at Texas A&M for about 4 years. Came back to NC State in 2006 as the director of the Learning Commons. So that's kind of what I've been doing professionally. I just celebrated 14th wedding anniversary with my wife. We have two kids. We homeschool. We live in Eflin, so I commute every day. I like to cook. I like to hike, bake. I play music. I play guitar, and I write songs.
Wow. Well, yeah. With all of that information and your past career history and experiences, what is it you like about this new job?
Well, I really like the staff. I mean, the colleagues here. I love the work environment. I love Greensboro. I like the public contact that comes with this job. I just like library public services. And this lets me do stuff I like to do. You know, technology lending is a part of Access Services, and I like that particular service. Gives me a chance to be involved with planning, you know, for the future Learning Commons here in the library. I like being able to contribute to that and other library spaces here. It's gratifying, you know, to provide the essential services. I mean, I know they're all essential, but, circulation, interlibrary loan, desktop delivering, reserves, those very sort of basic core functions, I think, of the library.
So with a background in environmental studies, what made you decide to go into librarianship?
Well, I don't know if you know anything about Warren Wilson College, but it's very service-oriented place and has a strong service component, which is something that really appeals to me. So I really wanted to do some kind of community service after I left and find work that was satisfying to me in that way, that felt like I was contributing to the greater community and was doing something that, I'm going to start sounding hokey, but, you know, really something that I believed in. And so I totally found librarianship by an accident, you know, like I think many people do, through a temp agency. It was totally random. But I just really like the work. I think it's important, you know, like socially, culturally. I don't know, it was a good fit right from the start.
Well, with that in mind, what do you think about the future of libraries? There's a lot of talk about where libraries are going to be down the road. So what do you think about the future of libraries, and how would that affect your job?
You know, more information is becoming digitized, right? So that's got to have an impact on all of us. I think it's good, you know, I mean, from one standpoint, because libraries are running out of space. I think there's always going to be a role for libraries to maintain, to store books or physical artifacts, some, you know. So maybe special collections and preservation and access services, maybe we're all sort of heading, coming together somewhere down the road in some way. I know there's an emphasis on the role of the library as space now, providing spaces for research and for collaboration. So I can see access services supporting those areas. I know libraries are starting to provide more technologies to assist patrons, you know, stuff like laptops and camcorders and voice recorders. We're starting to help patrons access, I guess, new things, different things. Some of those technology needs are really specialized and require specialized support, but a lot of them don't, you know? I mean, scanners, laptops, I think access services start providing more support for those basic things. Digitization means more emphasis on online reserves, probably, right? Yeah. Document delivery, interlibrary loan, I think it's all means more work in those areas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, providing access to the learning spaces and the collections and the equipment they hold, just off the top of my head.
Sure. Well, we appreciate your time, and thanks for doing this interview.
Yeah, thanks a lot.